we've done? What about all the peace that you pledged your only son?
Consider the paradox of second best. In economics and politics, analysts talk about, quote, the paradox of second best, unquote. This notion suggests that a voter may prefer candidate X, but will vote for candidate Y because Y is perceived as having a better chance of winning, while the voter's first choice seems unelectable. Given such thinking, X never has a chance to win. A similar process is at work with regard to the environment. Groups have different perspectives on whether, how, or where to protect the environment from human activities that tend to degrade or destroy it. When it comes time to work out compromises with other groups, we often have to select our second choice option. In an election, you can probably get away with voting for your second choice, who may win. That person's policies might not differ greatly from those of your first choice. When it comes to environmental problems, however, the situation may be totally different. For some environmental problems, second best may offer no solution at all. With ozone depletion, for example, there may be no viable alternative to ending the production and use of ozone-eating CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, in order to protect the stratospheric ozone. As another example, environmental degradation that leads to extinction of species and a reduction in biodiversity must be avoided because, as you know, extinction is forever. For other environmental issues, there may be several viable approaches. Solutions to the global warming issue, for example, could be technological, that is, developing ways to sequester carbon in the deep ocean or underground. Economic, applying a carbon tax to those industries that produce greenhouse gases. Political, that is, developing an international agreement to equitably reduce national greenhouse gas emissions or developing a national energy strategy that does not rely heavily on fossil fuels, such as coal or gas. As you see, there may be many ways to resolve this issue if the will to do so exists. Environmentalists should be willing to make compromises on environmental protection when other options favoring the environment are available. They should, however, be prepared to be inflexible when other solutions are not going to solve the problem.